USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Places in the Upper Plains and Upper Midwest are bracing for snow and lots of it. So is New England. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and other city leaders Wednesday detailed the city's plan as winter weather moves towards the area. Mayor Wu, in her remarks, explained how the city has beefed up its snow fleet in order to be prepared for the winter season.
We now have 170 pieces of in-house snow clearing equipment ready to go at any time of day when a weather event occurs. And we have the ability, thanks to our partners and contractors, to put more than 800 pieces on the road in the event of a large storm.
The number of U.S. deaths dropped this year, but there are still more than there were before the coronavirus hit. Preliminary data through the first 11 months of the year indicates 2022 will see fewer deaths than the previous two COVID-19 pandemic years. Current reports suggest deaths may be down about 3% from 2020 and about 7% versus last year. U.S. deaths usually rise year to year, in part because the nation's population has been growing. The pandemic accelerated that trend, making last year the deadliest in U.S. history, with more than 3.4 million dying. U.S. is preparing to send Patriots to Ukraine.
The United States is ready to approve sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine after finally agreeing to an urgent request from Ukrainian leaders. They claim they need the weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles attacking Ukrainian infrastructure. The approval is likely to come later this week and could be announced as early as Thursday. I'm Lance Pry.
Russia may have taken a strategic step to answer the U.S.'s promise to Ukraine. In a further sign of the importance it attaches to its strategic nuclear deterrent, the Russian military has loaded a Yars ballistic missile into a silo launcher in the Kaluga region. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Donald Trump's company impeded a grand jury investigation last year by repeatedly failing to turn over evidence in a timely fashion, leading to a secret contempt finding and a $4,000 fine, according to court records made public Tuesday. The Trump Organization was found to have been willfully disobeying four grand jury subpoenas and three court orders to the detriment of Manhattan prosecutors, who were left ill-prepared to question witnesses. The subpoenas issued in March, April, May, and June of last year preceded the Trump Organization's July 2021 indictment on criminal tax fraud charges by helping executives avoid taxes on company-paid perks. The company was convicted this month and faces a fine of up to $1.6 million. The $4,000 contempt fine was the maximum allowable by law. France is on their way to a second consecutive World Cup final after goals from Theo Hernandez and substitute Randall Colomouani gave Les Bleus a 2-0 win over Morocco on Wednesday. Only Brazil in 1962 and Italy in 1938 have ever successfully defended the World Cup, but France can join that illustrious group after reaching the final with a hard-fought 2-0 win over Morocco. Stephen Twitch Boss, the longtime and beloved dancing DJ on The Ellen DeGeneres Show and a former contestant on So You Think You Can Dance, has died at the age of 40. His wife, Allison Holker Boss, confirmed his passing in a statement published Wednesday on People.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.